Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
So we've got intern Lauren, who a couple of days ago came on with us, and she said that she was watching Chris Rock in an interview with Oprah talking about his new movie, which is Good Hair. And Lauren, a little white girl, was all envious of black women and their hair. The extensions, the rows, the weaves, the wigs. So she told us about that. So we called up Jason Griggers, who is a stylist that's in the movie. Very well known in the industry. Very well known. And for the last, what, 2 hours? Mm-hmm. He's been working on you, Lauren? Hour and a half or so?
Yeah,
I mean, it's been a while.
Let me wipe my tears away.
Funny how time flies when you're yeah.
And, when we checked in with her an hour ago, it was painful.
Yeah, so it was very painful. And then towards the end, it was less painful, but as he was putting the hair in, mm-hmm. I mean, it felt like there was like a little needle just like going in my head. Like,
Jason, were there little needles going in her head?
There were little needles very close to her head.
Okay.
None of them actually penetrated her cranium.
It felt like it.
Was it the pulling of it? Pulling of your hair? Is that what was hurting?
I mean, he was pulling it and then just like, you know, just weaving the hair in, I guess. But it just felt like the little needle was about to go in my head. And I'm just like, oh, be careful.
It was close.
Yeah, it was very, very, very close.
So you haven't, now this is not the final product yet, Jason?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm going to do just a little tweaking of the haircut on the back, but for this is pretty much it.
It looks fantastic.
Like, I think it looks really good.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, your hair is so much fuller because Lauren has pretty hair. It's just thin. Mm-hmm. I have a similar kind of hair, like where it's just, there's just not a lot of it.
Right.
And so the extensions really like, just make it, you look still like full and...
Yeah,
I haven't. Know, it just looks fresh and healthy, and
yeah, I haven't seen it yet. It just feels like I have some kind of like animal in my head. Like it just feels very odd.
She, now let me ask you a question. Because to a guy's eye, if we saw her out, we would have no idea she has extensions in her hair. As women, could you point it out and say those are extensions?
Not at all.
No. Not unless I knew her before.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would not know
because the hair color that was blended in is perfectly matched with her original hair color. It's matched perfectly.
And I think because you had so many different colors in your hair and you put in three different kinds of extensions, like I think that that's what's cool about it is that it's not as noticeable.
Right.
And it's kind of curly and wavy right now, too, which I think helps. Because
yeah.
I've seen girls with long, straight extensions. And to me, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, do you agree? Or
I agree. And, you know, I think with anything, with aesthetics, with hair, with anything that you do to enhance what you have, you don't want to draw a huge amount of attention to it. You just want people to be like, oh, she's got really nice this, or she has really nice that, or somebody has really nice teeth.
Looks good.
They have a mouthful.
I like this and that.
You want to see it? She
yeah,
hasn't even seen
sure.
it yet. Check it out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, coming in here, I had like straight hair. Now it's just really curly and a lot of it. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Do you like it?
Yeah, no, I like it. It blended very well, which I was surprised because looking at the bag, I was kind of worried about it, but...
Look like a bag of dead cats.
Yeah, I mean, it really did. It almost feels like...
Jason, you worked so fast.
Yeah, man.
I mean, if somebody typically went in, would it take longer than what you did this morning?
No, I have an assistant, and as long as the clients come on time and I have my assistant, we're on it. We're moving.
It's like a NASCAR, man. He's got his pit crew.
the thing is, I have a mortgage, 3-car notes in private school, so yeah, I need to work.
Here's Renee. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Guys,
hi.
Just wanted to let Lauren know that she's in for a lot of pain for the next week.
Oh my god,
well, that's so good to know.
Yeah, that's a fun call.
You thought it was bad. Now, wait until the pain kicks in from your like aching of your head. I would say at least 10 Advil a day.
Why would there be pain in her head?
The killjoy of the morning.
What's the pain in the head you're talking about?
Well, I mean, I only got 2 rows because I have the same issue as Lauren and Jen, that my hair is just not thick enough. So I only got 2 rows before. And ladies, you know what I'm talking about. If you have your hair in a ponytail for like a whole day and you take it out and it's just like that release of your head aching, that's how it's going to feel, but like constant for like a week.
Wow. Yeah. Do you that's get fun. Used to it, though?
Yeah, you do get used
no,
to it.
No, it's miserable.
And you start itching.
Yeah, you actually want to stab yourself in the eyes because that would feel better. Some people lie down on a curb and ask people to kick them in the back of the head just to make it feel better.
Look, there are all sorts of people calling up now saying don't do it.
Well,
it's a little late
are
for
you
that.
Kidding me?
No, I'm really
not.
Excited for
they're
this.
They're not. It looks good.
It looks
really good.
Fantastic.
So are you going to go out this weekend and try it out like with boys
yeah.
and stuff?
Yeah, well... I guess so.
Do you
might
have
as well.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
You will by the time.
Hey, Jason, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you guys for having me.
Is your movie's out now, right?
The movie's out now. The movie hit select cities on the 9th, I think, and it's nationwide on tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow.
Okay. Look for Jason in there. He's the white fella.
Yeah, you'll know Jason.
You'll know me right off the bat. The best looking thing in this.
And we're talking about the Chris Rock movie.
Yeah.
Good Hair.
It's called Good Hair. Yeah, he sticks out for sure in this movie. All right, Jason, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, so Chris Brown is back, and we've been talking about him for a couple of days. It felt like to us that his release of a song a couple of days ago felt mistimed to us. Or was it a video?
Some pictures and stuff yesterday, and then the song was released today. So, you know, Rihanna came out with her single, and she had a countdown clock on her website. Everybody was very excited about it. It's called Russian Roulette. We played it for you yesterday. It's a really heavy song talking about her struggles with the relationship with Chris Brown. I mean, and it's a really painful song. I got chill bumps. Wendy cried over it, whatever. So it was kind of Rihanna's moment, and it was also the moment she announced when her album was coming out, which is going to be on November 23rd. So it's a really big deal for her. Well, on the same exact day that she did that, Chris Brown put out like still photos from his video shoot, talked about this new song coming out, and then has put out this new single called Crawl. Actually, following Rihanna's release, his is out today.
So we've been pretty critical about Chris Brown, and Jen's going to play some clips from an interview he did in New York in a couple of minutes. But here's a sample of the song that came out. And I think you handled it really well this morning when you read the words to the song.
Yeah, I think you still had the lyrics
over
there.
Did I toss them?
Oh, boy.
You might have thrown them out. But yeah. Bert, we always tease Bert because he doesn't listen to lyrics of songs. And so we made him read them out loud.
Yeah, I'll Google
so
them real quick. What's the name?
He could understand it. It's called Chris Brown Crawl. Yeah, right. He's got still that restraining order. He's not supposed to talk to her or email her or contact her for 5 years. Plus that restraining order that keeps him 100 yards away. And if they're at the same entertainment event, it's 10 yards away. So this is really the only way he can get his message to her. But it sounded very different yesterday to me with her message, right? I mean, it didn't sound like she was on that same page whatsoever of Rihanna's Russian Roulette. We're going to play for you some of this interview that he did yesterday.
Good morning, Q100.
Yeah, that song made me want to vomit.
Which one?
The Chris Brown.
Why?
Because I hate men that abuse women like that, and then he's going to crawl back to love. Yeah, okay.
He's manipulating her with his lyrics, and it's horrible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, really, the only way he has, the only power he has to communicate with her right now is through song.
Well,
so,
still,
yeah.
It probably makes her want to vomit, too.
I'm right there with you.
Hopefully.
I'm right there with
you.
I don't think so.
I think it would put his claws right back in her.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they got back together.
You kind of want to hear, like, when you break up with somebody, or even if it's abusive, if not emotional, physical. I mean, if you're with somebody for so long, those are the words you want to hear. Like, oh, God, he still loves me. Maybe I'll give him one more chance. But total manipulation.
So up until this point, all we have seen really is a video of Chris Brown speaking in front of the camera saying, I'm sorry. And then we saw him on Larry King acting a little contrite also. And he went on a radio station, Hot 97, up in New York, I think it was yesterday, and started to speak a little bit more candidly about he and Rihanna and everything.
Of course, you don't have your opinions and your thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. So if you feel that way, and if people feel a certain way, it's not a, I'm not going to say that they're wrong for feeling however they feel because their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not right to judge somebody. Of course, you don't have your opinions and your thoughts, and that's perfectly fine. So if you feel that way, and if people feel a certain way, I'm not going to say that they're wrong for feeling however they feel because their opinion. But at the end of the day, it's not right to judge somebody when people make mistakes all the time. I've learned from my mistakes, and I'm learning from them as we go. And I regret every moment of every second of it. So I can't expect people to have me be perfect. Although sometimes as an artist and as entertainers, we are looked at as perfectionists, and we can't.
Especially you were like clean cut,
clean, yeah.
Wrigley commercial, role model for the kids, and then. You know, so that everybody was just like in shock.
Yeah, I mean, and that was one of the most embarrassing things for me too. Is just because of my image and who I was as a young role model to a lot of kids and how people looked up to me, even parents and stuff like that. It was kind of hard for me because I let a lot of people down, and I felt that it was like turning my back on a lot of my fans and turning my back on a lot of people, even the people I love. You know what I'm saying? Like letting a lot of people down in the midst of everything.
I mean, do you fully realize
the situation?
How people and how bad that
I totally realize, and I know because like me being a kid who grew up with domestic violence and certain things in my household when I was growing up. I mean, that's something that I never want to put anybody through or let anybody have that reminiscent feeling of. That's not who I am at all. So I feel like with a lot of stuff is having the feelings. Like a lot of people. I wouldn't say they blew it out of proportion, but people didn't act like we were human. Like, and I'm not saying, I'm not justifying the situation by any means, just that a lot of people looked at it like, okay, it was, it was this, it was that, and like, they don't have any, that they don't make mistakes.
The worst part of it was the picture, to see her face like that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it was disturbing, like, you know, to feel something of course. When you see
it that. It was awful.
So that's what we know of what happened. Is that the whole story? Is that what happened?
Like I said, I know y'all seen me on Larry King and everything with the bow tie, and everybody wanted to know, and everybody's still trying to know what it was, and like, out of respect for me and my privacy, and like, her definitely, I don't like really talk about it, and I don't want to go into it, but I just feel like a lot of, whether it's with reports or whether it's what media has said and stuff, has been like, now, I wouldn't say altered, but definitely a lot of extra stuff has been added and falsified into a lot of stuff, but I'm not justifying what went down, because
you,
I do
still
take,
realize what you did.
Yeah, I still realize, and it's not okay in any way, shape, or form.
It was said that there was, you had some injuries from the evening, but there was no pictures or anything like that on the internet. Were you injured in this? In the,
honestly, I just would like to get past it.
Okay.
Honestly, like, it's not even a fact. I think at the end of the day, I'm sorry for what I did, whatever it is, and
whatever it is.
Only me and Shorty know what went down in the car, so I like to leave it between us. So I ain't saying nothing on her behalf or nothing on my behalf. It's just, I leave it at that.
Somebody's got to keep him away from a microphone. Yeah.
It still doesn't feel like he's totally embracing an apology, you know? Like, only she and I know what happened in the car.
People blow it out of proportion. And just the... Too many words.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, just the whole idea of, you know, that's not who I am. Well, Chris, yeah, guess what? It is who you are. It should be like, oh, my God, that is who I am.
I can't believe this is who I am.
I never wanted to be this guy, and here I am. So I've got, you know, it just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like he's really that upset by it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like a genuine, like, if that were me, I would be so embarrassed to go out in the public again. And so nervous that person is inside of me, that I'm capable of doing something like that I think my apology to the world would sound a lot different than that.
But yeah, you come from a different background, though. And you come from a different family, and you come from a different set of, I don't know, limitations and a certain set of rules and how you interact with women. And he doesn't come from that same place.
Hey, Bill.
I don't know.
You think we're being too hard on him?
No, I don't think we're being too hard on him at all. No, I think it's horrible, but I think I'm trying to explain why he isn't reacting the way you were saying you would react.
Right. Yeah, we do. We come from different backgrounds, different places. Hey, Belinda, good morning.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay, how are you?
I think y'all are being way too hard on Chris Brown. People make mistakes. I met my husband when I was 15, and he was 16, and I was spoiled rotten, and I used to hit him and abuse him all the time. And my mama saw this, and I mean, now I'm 32 and he's 33, and I wouldn't dare hit him because I have three sons and I don't want them to grow up like that. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody's been too hard on him. He's young. People make mistakes. People need to just, you know, he apologized for it. He can't live through this his whole life as just that man. Oh, he hit Rihanna. That's not fair. He makes mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. I did it. I was abusive to my husband. He never hit me, but I hit him.
But I think it's the pure brutality of it also.
Did you get a lot of, I mean, but when you, that transition from you abusing your husband to not abusing your husband, did you get a lot of criticism for that?
I did. My mom told me that, you know, if it was the other way around, how would you want me to react with him? You know, that's not right for you to hit him. You need to, you know that hitting don't solve anything. And now that you've done that, apologize and go through it with being, you know, you would never hit him again, and show that you won't do that. And I would never. And like I said, we've been together almost 20 years now.
Right. Well, I get my point is that I think maybe he needs to go through trial by fire to get to the point where you are, because I'm not convinced that he is someone who wouldn't do that again.
Only have a time for like two more calls. Good morning, Ellen. You're on Q100.
Hi, it's Elon.
Elon.
I'm listening from D.C., so I'm kind of, you know, behind. But, I mean, I love you guys, your show. I just moved to D.C. I miss Atlanta a lot. But, you guys come down on Chris Brown really hard, mm-hmm. and every interview that he's done, and I know it sounds very scripted, very, I don't want to know what happened in between him and Rihanna in the car, personally. I wouldn't want him to come out and say, yeah, this went down, she hit me first, so I retaliated. I wouldn't want to know that. So for him to say what happened in the car is between me and her, that's okay for me, because I don't know him personally, and it's just none of my business. I wouldn't want to know, because as a fan of Chris Brown, I really wouldn't know. I mean, I'm a fan of both of them. It's just, I wouldn't want to know any of that information. And I feel like people think that stars are not human, and when they make mistakes, they just hold it against them forever. And
can you at least acknowledge in the audio clip that we just played and you just heard from that New York City radio station that he was wordy and dancing around the issue?
I mean, yes, definitely.
Okay, so
I wouldn't want to know any of that.
Okay, that's great.
That's his business, not mine.
Okay, but that's what I think we all in here brought up. Like, if you're a Chris Brown fan, you can't stand us when we talk about this. Right. But the fact is, during that interview,
we had the exact opposite earlier this morning.
Yeah, someone called us and said that Jen and I were being too.
Right. They said they were too much on his side. So even just talking about him is, you know, polarizing either way.
Like, my thing is, forgive him. I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a fan either. If his song comes on, I listen to it. I do think it's between him and Rihanna. So be it. You know, if he's okay with himself and he moves on, I'm not sitting in judgment of him. But I do think that somebody needs to get to him and say, you shouldn't be doing interviews, because when if he didn't say anything, we wouldn't have spent the past 10 minutes talking about Chris Brown, and his CD would have come out and his song would be on the radio, and that would be that. He came out. He was wordy. He didn't sound sincere. He's dodging around the issue. That gives us something to judge him on.
And let me make two points. The first one for me is, I don't need to know what happened in the car. That's not my problem with what was said in that radio interview. It's just that he's not fully embracing an apology. And the second thing, I don't care what happened in that car, because it doesn't deserve, no matter what she did, I don't care if she kicked him in the side of the head with a stiletto.
Yeah.
Still doesn't matter. She didn't deserve that. So it's inconsequential to me.
That move from Rihanna is actually kind of hot.
Kicking the head with a stiletto
to the head.
Yes.
Hey, Kimberly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. Okay, how are you?
Hey, okay, so I feel like I agree with you guys. I don't even think it's the issue of him being a star and not being human. If he had taken more time off before he tried to just jump back into the music thing to, like, analyze himself, I believe that he would have been able to sound more sincere when the time came to apologize. But he's doing this for his career. It's calculated. Everything that he's saying is calculated. Whether he's doing it for his career and for Rihanna, I feel like the timing is all wrong. He should have taken more time off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my whole problem. I agree that we don't need to know what happened in the car, because I feel like the world learns its lesson when the whole issue happened in the first place. The specifics of it are irrelevant. Mm-hmm. It happened. It shouldn't have happened. The whole thing is wrong. He should take more time off. That's the whole problem with what I have with him.
And I think this is a great time for him to gain public confidence back by being an advocate for women's violence. I mean, he's been through it. He's seen it. I mean, this is a time for him to shine and gain the public respect again, and he's not taking the right opportunity.
It does feel like this is one of those issues that if you're a Chris Brown fan, you can't be swayed. Mm-hmm. And if you're not a Chris Brown fan,
yeah,
then you can't be swayed.
Well, see, that's the hard part, is I am a Chris Brown fan of his music. I was a huge fan of his music, and mm-hmm. I still like his songs. But I think on a personal standpoint, I think Wendy's right. I think he needs to mm-hmm. get some more help with domestic violence, and I think he needs to be able to turn this around sincerely. But there is nothing in that interview mm-hmm. to me that sounded all that sincere.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Producer Tracy has produced for us, and when I say us, the world, a golden child.
She is the smartest child ever created.
I really didn't think you'd be one of these people.
Like, really?
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think it would be to this extent.
Really?
Yes, that you become that
Tracy,
mom.
But she's a perfectionist, so everything in her life's going to be perfect.
I know,
perfect.
But she also has never had a problem acknowledging, like,
reality?
Shortcomings, like, or, like, you know, like she says, oh, I'm a perfectionist, but she'll admit when she's not organized or whatever, but you
but
would.
This is her child.
This is different.
I have flaws. Ella does not.
Yeah. Yeah. The baby has zero problems.
Boy, there really is a difference, man. And I got to put this more on moms than I do dads. It's moms, man, that just raise their children up and just create these scenarios.
I don't know.
That don't really exist to make them seem like they really are the most special child in the world.
No.
Well, thank goodness for that. The kids grow up with
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
I think Scott's actually worse than me.
Really?
Because there's things that Ella will do, and I don't have the heart to tell him that it's like a natural reflex. Like, because you can hold a newborn baby up, and then, like, they'll automatically start making, like, the walking motion. It's, I mean, all babies do it from birth, but Scott is convinced that if she only had a little bit more muscle, she could walk.
That's funny.
You're not too far behind, I gotta tell you.
I know. Well, I mean, she is pretty smart. We already are studying for the SAT, I have to say.
How do you determine if a four-month-old is smart or not?
Because she's already talking.
Okay.
And she's only 3.5 months, and she's been talking since 3 months.
Okay. And what is, like, the typical time for kids to start talking?
Well, I hear it's very rare if they start at 4 months. Now, mind you, she started at 3. But most babies will start around 6 or 7.
She's advanced.
That's
6 or 7 months, they'll start saying their first words like doggy, mama, dada.
Exactly. And
that kind of thing?
She is already saying mama.
Really?
Yes.
Now, isn't dada typically the first thing that they say because it's easier for them to pronounce?
Typically, but my daughter does not take the easy way.
Okay.
She takes challenges head on.
She's gifted.
Yeah. Head on. That's what gifted children do.
Mm-hmm. Dada was way too easy for her. She already moved on to mama.
Now, are you okay.
She's actually, she's saying padre.
Yeah.
Because daddy was too easy.
Spanish. I mean, isn't it almost like baby talk, like psychics, where they give a prediction and you fit in whatever you want it to be? And with babies, they probably say, and then you say, oh, she said mama.
My psychic said one of our houses would burn down and a hotel I was at in a different city caught on fire 3 days after I left. And I'm like, there it is.
There it is.
There it is.
And I knew you guys would say that, which is why I videotaped it.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have brought in proof.
I have brought in proof.
That she is speaking already.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, how do you guys want to do this? Because I think...
Do you have to see the video?
Whatever way humiliates Tracy more is the way I
want
to go.
Oh, hold on, though. I do want you guys all to promise, though, because you are being, you know, you're a little skeptical of me. If you think that she really is saying it, you have to be totally honest. Like,
we will.
Promise.
Okay. Don't just try and make me seem crazy.
Well, here's the deal.
Here's a stretch.
Because Tracy did play this for me last week. you know, back when she was only 3 months old and talking. And Ella had actually driven here a stick shift, which is embarrassing because I can't even drive a stick. But Ella drove here to give me my Spanish lesson.
She was using the hand signal. She wasn't even using the signal, right?
Right.
She knows left and right already.
Right. So because she wanted to bring me the first draft of her book that she wrote. And so I got to hear this. And when you hear it, I think there's potential. But when you see it, you realize it's just a grumpy, hungry kid making noises.
Well, so, let's not have any preconceived notions.
Right. Just, just play it.
Well, that's
so that
what I'm saying. Do you guys want to watch it? Because I have it on my computer.
I want to hear it first.
All right, so I'll just
first.
Play it. Crank this up because it's low.
Can you say mommy?
Oh, that's not Ella.
Can you say mommy?
It's like the Atlanta Ghost Hunters. You do have a ghost in the house, you know that, right? Did you hear that?
She panicked.
Where the hell is the mommy in this whole thing?
Well, I heard,
she just said it four times.
That sounded like a mom.
Yeah, it sounds like mom.
Right here. Sorry, somebody.
Is she playing? And she's playing the harp.
Wow! Look at that musician. Too.
Now somebody's jacking with me.
She's singing in the key of A.
Her gas is very melodic.
You are right. She is an angel.
So that was what I heard and thought that perhaps it could be.
Let's hear this one more time.
Okay.
Pause it right after you hear mommy.
Just raise your hand when you want.
I think it's mom.
Raise your hand, Tracy, when you want me to pause it. Okay.
Okay.
By the way, it's worth noting when you'll see this on the video, she's riding a unicycle.
Can you say mommy?
That was it?
Hold on, let's hear it again.
Duh.
Here you go.
That was it?
Well, that was the first part. She says mama.
Oh, sorry, Dex. Stop it too soon.
Yes.
Can you say mommy?
Clearly there's an M sound there.
Yes.
Clearly she is saying mother.
What the hell are you
to me, she just
about?
Sounds hungry.
Now this is what's going to ruin
there's
it.
There's no mommy in there.
She is saying
there's no mommy in there.
A little bit like if, mama.
There's an M sound.
Yeah, she's grumbling it, okay?
If you do it while watching,
Mama.
The video, you can see she's just pissed and she's just sitting there mad.
I don't need to see the video to hear that.
Can you say mommy?
Cute. And she may very well be hungry, but doesn't her food come from mama?
That's what I said. She's hungry but and I will saying it, say, so she's a little aggressive about it. She's getting it out there.
I will say, you know how Jen said earlier that usually da-da is the first word because it's easier to say, and she's obviously making M noises.
Yeah,
so
she's
I do
making
think,
M's. The M's
right. I do think mom is going to be the first word she says.
I didn't notice this, but at this point in the video, Scott actually tries to use his finger to form her mouth into... Look at, watch mama. Watch this.
Are you serious?
Like...
Mommy?
Like he's that Terry Fader America's Got Talent dude with the puppet.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. She's clearly saying
it. Oh, there she is.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on
Q100.
Hi.
Hey. I was just calling to say, at first, I was kind of skeptical, too. Like, this is not going to be accurate. But once I heard the video, I have to agree, because my daughter also started by saying mama. And it was when she was fussing, and it was just ma, 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 and it turned into mama.
Because I
didn't say anything to anyone at first because I kind of, you know, I was like, is this really what she's saying? But, yeah, I agree that that is what she's saying right there.
Well, I mean, is it not that when she is, you know, getting her milk that she has to pucker and suck? So I would assume the mama, you know, like the mouth motion is I want food, but eventually it'll be mama.
No,
you know
it's me? Mama now, Melissa.
You know what? Do you still have it up, Bert?
Hold on 1 second. Let me take a call. Good morning, Melissa. You're on Q100.
I have a six-month-old. She started doing the same thing at 3 months old. She's still not associating me with the word, though. She says mama, and everybody says she says mama, but there's no association with it. That's just the first sound coming out of her mouth.
Stacy used to do the same thing with both Hayden and Hollis. They would just make these gurgling noises, and Stacy would go, "Did you hear that? He just said California." What? It was a grrr. California, obviously.
I think you're just skeptical. Like, I think it is pretty...
Oh, hold on. Your baby needs you.
She's clearly saying mama.
Hey, Bert, every time we need Tracy, we just play this. I'm actually going to set that to be my ringtone so that when you call, that's what my phone does.
Hey, Val, good morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is the scariest thing ever. I have my alarm clock set to Q100, and I have my six-month-old in the room next to me. Yeah, your music or the sound came on. I did not hear mama. I heard a baby crying. I run to my baby's room. And I'm like, they're crying from the other way.
Oh my God,
somebody put another baby in my house.
You know what will get me every single time, even though I know it is in the movie theater, is that sound of the baby that they play when they're telling you
to turn your cell phones
that
off
silence is golden or whatever, and every time they play the baby, it always sounds like it's in the theater.
You're like looking around.
Like, where's that damn baby?
I think that they should ban car honking from radio commercials.
I agree.
That gets me every single time, or sirens.
One more time here, Jeff.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, 1 minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, let's get Shayla on with us.
Oh,
I'm surprised Wendy knew that song.
Oh, I love that song.
There are some names that you hear and
you just have to sing
the song.
Eileen. Lady Diana.
Come on, Eileen.
Kevin.
I go to dive bars. It's the only reason I know.
Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I don't know.
I'm not sure either. Hey, Sheila, good morning. You are on The Voice. The skies are high.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Oh, it's
Goofy.
Friday.
It's Friday. How are you
it
today?
Sounds like you're having fun.
Now, I got to tell you, at first listen here, it sounds like you're being pretty insecure. You want to fire a girl because she's single?
No. No, it's not quite that simple.
Okay.
You know, my husband and I, we have a small business. We have just a few employees. We have three women. We have two married women and one lesbian who works for us.
Tough word to say.
It's a great group. I specify that just because of it. It's important.
Right.
Later on.
I'm getting it.
We were interviewing for a new position, and this woman came in, and she was wearing an engagement ring, and we ended up giving her a job, and then she's been, you know, working for us about 2 weeks, and I noticed that she wasn't wearing the ring anymore. You know, and I felt kind of bad, and I wasn't trying to be nosy or anything. And that's what I said. I was like, you know, I'm not trying to be nosy, but I noticed that you're not wearing your ring anymore, and I'm sorry. Did something happen? You know, I feel bad. And she's like, oh, no, I actually was never engaged. And she just comes clean. She's like, I was never engaged. I always wear an engagement ring to job interviews because, you know, studies show that, like, engaged women and married women are more desirable employees.
So really? She straight up told you
that. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's representing yourself falsely. I mean, that's just, I know she never said it out loud, but she was lying. You know, and that makes me very uncomfortable.
And she wasn't necessarily lying. I mean, because I have friends who've gotten jewelry from, like, given down from their grandmothers or family jewelry that only fits on that ring.
Yes,
and they're single, but they'll wear
it. That's true. But she specifically told me that she wore it so she'd be a more desirable employee.
That's,
now, it's the one thing if she got a ring from her grandmother and that's the only finger it fits on. You know, but she was really honest, and and I do appreciate that, but we're 2 weeks in at this point, you know, and it just makes me, first of all, so that's like the main thing. It makes me very uncomfortable that she lied. It, you know, it's like lying on your resume or something, you know,
she
and
never,
then it makes me very uncomfortable that she's a single woman. We have this nice little balance going on, you know, it's like me and my husband and all these women. You know, and I don't feel comfortable with this being mixed into the pot, basically.
Is this an agreement that you and your husband have made that you will not have single women in the office?
No, not at all. I mean, we've never really talked about it. Well, now we're talking about it, of course, you know, because he thinks I'm being insane, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks I'm being ridiculous, and he actually said to me, now this sounds like something from the Burt Show.
And you said, great idea. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Right? I know.
So,
that's being ridiculous. It sounds like something from the Burt Show. And I was like, yeah, well, why don't we call them? Because I bet that at least somebody's going to be on my side on this.
Mm-hmm. Has your husband given you any reason to doubt him?
No. No, absolutely not. But why would I put him in that position? Why would I put him in that position? I just don't. I mean, obviously, you know, just because these other women are married doesn't mean that something couldn't happen anyway, you know, but I think it's just a combination of the two things, that she lied during the interview and that, you know, she's an attractive, single woman. I'm not comfortable with it.
Okay.
What kind of employee has she been over the past couple of weeks?
Fine.
No problem.
No.
Good. Like, would you consider her a...
Not in the stratosphere, but perfectly adequate.
Honestly,
I think I have grounds because you know of how she represented herself during the interview.
Would you not agree? But I don't think she lied to you unless she came out and said, "Hi, I'm married," and that would be a blatant lie. But she did not lie to you.
Well, she wore
well,
the
she
ring.
She said she lied. Basically, she said, "I wear an engagement ring."
Well, she wears it, but that's
and
your assumption.
Yeah,
that's assuming.
You know
assuming.
What happens when you assume. You end up looking like an idiot.
No. I know, but she said it. I mean, she said,
mm-hmm.
I wear this so that
it, yeah.
people will find me a more desirable employee. You know, she basically said I'm representing myself falsely so that I'll get a job.
How attractive is this woman on a scale of 1 to 10?
I don't know, 7.
That's 7 for me.
You want to ask how attractive I am? 10. No, I'm...
Right. Is she hotter than you are?
Oh. No, she's not hotter than I am.
Is she younger than you are?
Yes, she is younger than I am.
Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
To me, it's a trust issue, too. How is she supposed to expect to trust a woman that lied about being married and then trust her around her husband?
She didn't lie. She just wore a ring.
Well, she was representing. I mean, what if she...
People are going, you just can't assume.
People are going to assume if you have an engagement ring on that you are engaged.
She did that for that
and
reason.
And she never denied it. She never denied it.
She did lie. I mean, she even told...
She did.
That
so how
tactic.
Is she supposed to trust this woman around her husband or with a job, period?
she lied. And if she's lying to do that.
That's not a lie.
It's not. It's an assumption.
That's not a lie.
It is.
If she had come out and asked you, which I think is illegal, or if you had come out and asked her what her relationship status was, and she said, I am single, that's a lie. You saw the ring, and you assumed that that made her engaged.
But she even said afterwards that she purposely put that ring on
to get hired as a person
that was engaged.
Let me just throw this out there. What if she wore the engagement ring and then had it off 2 weeks later and said, oh, yeah, I'm a lesbian. I wear that because married women are more desirable to hire, and I didn't think that you would like lesbians. Would you consider her a liar and not trustworthy then? She's just being smart and trying to get the job.
Or what if she said, yes, we broke up?
What if she said, yes, we broke up?
Then guess what? Then she really is a liar.
Right, but I wouldn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, just a confession.
What? I'm so confused.
The confession that's bothering her.
I'm not comfortable.
You mean her telling the truth?
I'm not comfortable.
After she lied.
She didn't lie.
She did.
I agree.
That's such a fine line.
Yes, she did.
I mean, she...
That is a lie. What, you think it's a gray area? Because...
Yes.
Yes.
Was she engaged?
No.
No. Did she wear an engagement ring? Yes. Did she say, I wore it purposely to get the job? Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ask her during the interview?
Was she engaged?
Did I ask her if she was engaged?
During the interview. Either way, it doesn't even matter. That shouldn't be a reason to hire or not hire somebody.
Here is Joe who agrees with Sheila. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hi.
First, don't ask the employee just yet. Don't ask her yet. Check with the Department of Labor. Find out about laws on this. Basically, you've got someone who misrepresented themselves going into an interview situation. And as a business owner, I have to say, well, if they'll misrepresent themselves to get in, what will they misrepresent themselves for?
So Sheila's security or insecurity is inconsequential to you. The fact that she lied, and you're defining this as a lie, makes her she's not trustworthy.
Correct. But I would definitely check with the Department of Labor first to find out, you know, what is and is not legal reasons. Make sure that she's not about to get herself into bigger trouble, especially with today's economy, because people are looking for a reason to sue.
Thank you.
Well, and especially in today's economy, I got to say that you're naive as a business owner if you think that not everybody is exaggerating on their resume about their jobs. She was trying to do a tactic in order to get hired because she saw that that was more desirable thing. Like, I do think that you're being a little harsh about if they're going to lie about that, then they're going to not do a good job. I think that the problem is that you are not wanting single women around your husband. And what is the nature of your company? Like, I don't understand why that is such an issue. Like, are you this...
I'm not going to go be specific about my company because I don't feel comfortable with that.
Well, I agree, but I'm just saying that it's
mostly about me being insecure with someone around my husband. I would say it's at least 50-50. I do not feel comfortable with someone who misrepresented themselves when they were interviewing, because if you do that, that says something about your character.
It says that you want to get that job.
Yeah.
I'm looking up the EEOC right now because I don't see how marital status is any different than race, than gender, than sexual preference. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why we aren't lumping all those things together in this conversation.
Well, you can't really misrepresent yourself as a white person in an interview.
Yeah, but you could misrepresent yourself as a straight person. Well, the issue, though, is not that. The issue is that she didn't want a single woman around her husband. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is you can't hire or fire people on those issues.
Based on that.
It's illegal.
Yeah. Well,
is that why you would fire her? Or would you come up with something else like,
yeah, I mean,
she walks
fire
in 3 minutes late today. Will you make that the issue?
No, of course not. Of course not. I would base it on what I really feel.
Or what about disability? What if she misrepresented herself and came in and walked that day, but most of the time she needs a cane and she's deteriorated and needs a wheelchair, and then all of a sudden you and your husband are going to have to spend a ton of money putting in a ramp? Like, I mean, we're talking about all of these things, pregnancy,
that's
religion.
That's a big difference, because that's someone who has, that's the disenfranchised. That's somebody who's had a hard time because of a disability. That's...
But what Jen's saying is, in the eyes of the law, it's all on the same even playing field.
Right. And your husband probably wouldn't go after a disabled woman.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, this is pretty cut and dry here. And whoever it was that just read the law hit it right on the head. Marital status is a protected entity as far as also sex, race, all those. You cannot hire and fire somebody based on that. That is just asinine, to be honest. You know, and speaking, you know, there's a lot of things at work here. And the other thing is, even if she would have come out in the interview and told you, yes, I am married, that doesn't matter. Whatever she wrote down on her resume is what matters. Whatever's in writing is what matters. She can say whatever she wants in the interview. That's not legal.
Have you heard anything today, Sheila, that makes you think that you're going to sway your decision that you will keep her in the office?
Well, I mean, obviously I don't want to get sued. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so obviously I will check into that. But other than that, no, I have not heard anything because...
Because you don't want to hear anything. Let me give you one other example. What if she wore a cross around her neck and you were like, well, she represented herself as a Christian, but then she started working for us for 2 weeks and she had, you know.
And she doesn't go to church.
And she doesn't go to church. She's actually Islamic or she's Buddhist or whatever. And I don't want one of those working for us. I mean, we would call you ridiculous.
Okay. First of all, that's ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as this marital status thing.
But hear what
just
she's saying.
As ridiculous.
It is not the same thing.
It is exactly the same thing.
Hear what she's saying, though. In the eyes of the law, it all falls under the same category.
So as you're threatened because she's single, somebody else could feel threatened because she was Islamic.
But that's not her. Her filter is her husband. That's the difference in her mind. Every argument you're giving is absolutely valid, but she's not listening to it because her filter is the religion and everything else doesn't apply to my husband, but this single woman does apply to the threat to my husband.
All right, Sheila, we got to run, but I would like to check back with you on Monday to see if you guys fired her or you kept her in the office.
Okay, that sounds fine with me.
If you're leaving right now and you're talking to your husband, would your instinct be to let her go or would it be to keep her in the office? As of right now, 7:54.
You can be honest.
I absolutely
would
let her go.
Okay.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.